97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
It's a great morning.
It is a great morning. You know what? What do you always say? The birds chirping.
No. Fresh cut blue skies, fresh cut grass, birds chirping.
It is, isn't it?
Blue skies. No, it ain't no blue skies. It is.
No,
supposed to rain, isn't it?
Is it supposed to rain today? You're right. Cloudy. Rain this morning. Partly sunny this afternoon. That's good news.
It'll take a peek out once in a while, huh?
Honestly, it does look like a nice afternoon. High of 78 today. Tonight, clear, cooler, low of 60. Friday, beautiful, sunny. High of 75. Saturday, sunny. High of 73. You can't beat that.
The hell?
What? It did change. The beginning part of this week, it was like, going to be crap.
Yeah.
Going to be crap.
You know what? You get three strikes. Whatever happened to the 5-degree guarantee?
Listen here, weatherman.
That went out the door quick. Here's my opinion.
You got to be within.
We'll say seven. Lucky number seven. Seven degrees. Three strikes. You're out, buddy.
No more weather.
You're out. We're getting the next guy.
You get so worked up over weather every time.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
All right, Hunter, calm down. I'm going to read some rock news. Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, have released the first single from Living the Dream along with the cover artwork. Kennedy says the riff Slash wrote for Driving Rain is, quote, very reminiscent of vintage Aerosmith. The track is all streaming, is on all streaming services and digital retailers. There's also a video using the album artwork on YouTube. So if you want to check out brand new stuff from Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, that is out now. The full album, Living the Dream, is due September 21st, which is very exciting. Miles has one of the best voices in the rock world, and obviously you got Slash playing guitar behind him. You can't go wrong.
Slash could get the weather right.
Probably. Mm-hmm. He could make the way. He can change the weather. That's how good with his guitar playing. And lastly, 3 Days Grace won't be booking any new shows to make up for the canceled Avenged Sevenfold and Prophets of Rage tour. Drummer Neil Sanderson says they've got a busy fall and winter ahead, so they'll use the unexpected days to rest up.
We'll ride it the summer. I'm going to get back on the boat. We have so much touring in front of that. You know, we are heading to Europe and all the way from England to Russia starting October 1st. So we do have a lot coming up, and then we have a big one in the works right now that we haven't announced yet, but it's going to be really exciting for the new year and stuff.
3 Days Grace won't totally be off until October. They have 4 festival dates lined up over the next 6 weeks, starting Saturday at the Impact Music Festival in Bangor, Maine.
You think that pissed the rest of the band off? If somebody in the band, like say the lead singer, can't sing, somebody's got to take some time off, now you're out of that money?
I'm sure there's some animosity there.
You know?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Get it together.
That's like me not being able to come in because my voice is shot.
Right.
You know, the show's gone. It's done.
No, it's not.
You can't go on without me.
Well,
it's just, we might as well just shut the radio station down. Pretty much the same thing.
Damn, you got a big head.
Which one? Hey-oh. More of the